This is the Oil Field Report with Jason Spies.
Welcome to the Oil Field Report. My name is Jason Spies and I'm your host today. On today's episode of the Oil Field Report, we talk with Ian Vasey, President and CEO of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, about the oil and gas economic impact, energy employment, and the world's largest ethylene cracker plant coming to Corpus Christi, Texas. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with Ian Vasey, President and CEO of Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation. But first, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. Please support our sponsors as they literally keep our lights on. For a full list of our sponsors, please visit oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.
The Oil Field Report is sponsored by
Junior Urias, owner and operator of Up and Smoke Barbecue, has been a barbecue master for decades in West Texas. Junior was the 2014 Barbecue Pitmasters Texas champion and loves to out-season the competition every chance he gets. www.upandsmokebarbecue.com. That's www.upandsmokebarbecue.com. Eric Hatch is in the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Check him out at coachingwithhatch.com. Coachingwithhatch.com. Lashaw Drilling understands the importance of what we do every day. Their customers understand this too. So do the men and women of Lashaw Drilling who believe in the mission of American energy independence. Lashaw Drilling believes in their people and this country too. LashawDrilling.com. That's LashawDrilling.com.
And now back to the Oil Field Report with host Jason Spies.
Welcome back to the Oil Field Report. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host. Up next, our exclusive interview with Ian Vasey, President and CEO of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation.
Hi, I'm Ian Vasey with the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, and I'm the President and CEO.
Ian Vasey. Okay, great. First off, just before we get into the new Exxon ethane cracker plant that's going to be built down there in Corpus Christi, talk about your Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation for a minute or two, if you would.
Okay, we are a not-for-profit corporation that's a public-private partnership that is supported by both the business community here in the region and also various government agencies and counties and cities. The cities of Portland and Gregory and Corpus Christi are some of our partners. The Port of Corpus Christi is a partner, and also Nueces County, Aransas County, and San Patricio County. So we represent a three-county, kind of the MSA for the Corpus Christi region. And we provide economic development services, which include business attraction, business retention and expansions. But we also do national level marketing, and we maintain and provide data on what's happening in the regional economy as well. So it's kind of a full service economic development group that serves this metro area.
Before we get into the interview at hand, I wanted to ask you just if you heard the recent data. I talked to gentleman from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas the other day about the oil and gas job report, about how basically half of the jobs, whatever the amount of jobs were, one out of two were basically in Texas, meaning Texas added half the jobs in the oil and gas industry. Are you seeing that down in your neck of the woods, that the oil and gas industry are?
So we've seen, really, if you think about it, in the last 5 or 6 years, so 2010-11, we started getting into the kind of the shale revolution, where directional drilling and microseismology really started changing how companies were able to extract oil and gas out of the South Texas strata. So what we saw is wells becoming much more efficient. Microseismology, meaning that there hasn't really been in the last couple of years dry wells drilled. It used to be that you just drilled vertically and have to move wells around. Now you've got these wells that go, pipes that essentially go out in directional drills that go out about a mile or 2 miles even in each direction. Now, what does that mean? We saw oil prices maintained, kind of building up through I suppose a high point in the 2014 area. In fact, right around Thanksgiving 2014, there was oil prices were north of $105, $108 a barrel. And what happened is OPEC really met right around that Thanksgiving time in 2014, and they maintained production levels at world production level in the 95 million barrels a day kind of region worldwide. And so we started to see a slide in employment, and rig counts got cut back. So we ended up with, kind of at a high point in the Eagle Ford, which is one of the shale plays just upland from us right here in Corpus Christi. So we saw north of 400 wells at peak, and then it kind of fell to an early point of 2016, probably February 2016, of around 30-something wells. So we saw a huge amount of layoffs in that end of 2014. 15 was a start of the slide. 16 wasn't a great year. In fact, 16 was a very poor year for unemployment in the oil and gas sector. Now, since that kind of low point, it stabilized in, kind of building back up in the second half of 2016, and now we're well over 100 rigs in the Eagle Ford, and it's coming back very strongly. So, 16 was a bad year for the oil and gas sector. 15 and 16 were both bad years. 17, we're starting to really see the unemployment rates. Actually, it's not even the unemployment rates that are changing, because you're seeing job count have significantly increase in those sectors. So, boy, I know that's way more than a lot of folks wanted to hear, but so we saw that kind of the buildup in 2011, 12, 13, kind of 14 it peaked, 15 it kind of started going downhill, 16 was bad, and we're starting that recovery again. So we're starting to see a lot more jobs being created in the energy sector, especially in South Texas.
Now let's talk about the Exxon plant being built down in your neck of the woods. Is this something you guys lobbied for a number of years? Did it work out? I guess talked about the origin of how this thing got to where it's going to be at.
Let me talk about this. We see a lot of deals that you would be shocked at how often either a law firm or a site selection consultant or some other type of consultant knocks on our door and says, we've got a client that's looking to do a $1 billion-plus investment. We're looking for 1,000 acres or what have you. And we fill out RFPs, and sometimes you work these deals and they're never real. We got an RFP that came across our desk called, and this code name, Project Yosemite, which was a similar kind of deal to what I just described. And, we filled it out and sent it back, and there was a law firm involved, and the Governor's Office of Economic Development was involved. And they said, we like your area. We like your labor analytics. We like your logistics. We like your infrastructure from the deep water port and things like that. But that site just doesn't really work. So we went back and studied some more sites and submitted those. And, we got back some more questions. We love this area, and this is going on over the course of the best part of a year, and we get to the point where they're saying more questions, alternative site, let's look at some things. And so we had a real estate consultant, the local guy, working with us, and we had engineers. When you get 100 questions on engineering and soil pipes and where are pipelines and what's flow and what amount of water can you provide, all of those questions, we have to, we really play economic development game a little bit different than we ever did 20-something years ago. We are very technical driven. There's a lot of engineering and a lot of financial analysis that goes into it. And so I'm sitting in one of my team's offices, and we basically had to get to a point where we're spending quite a bit of money on engineering feasibility with a company that we didn't know who it was. So we pushed back on the law firm that was involved, and they said, it's a very real client. And I said, look, I'm not willing to spend another $10,000 on engineering if we don't know who it is. It's probably not a real company. And so he sent over non-disclosure agreements, and in hindsight, I can talk about this. sent over non-disclosure agreements, which are about 20 pages long, meaning like you promise your firstborn child if it's, you know, if it's disclosed on this project. But the name's Exxon and SABIC, and SABIC being Saudi Arabian Basic Industries Corporation. So two giants were partnered on this deal. And, you know, things got very real after that. So we got into some major site selection, feasibility, engineering analysis. How do we build the infrastructure? How do we get heavy lift roads? How do we get the amount of power for a project like this? I'd say all told, it was, somewhere between 18 months and 2 years worth of process that it took to get this deal to the point where it's at right now.
So where is it at right now? What are some of the timelines and milestones that you guys are trying to accomplish?
The information that is in the public realm is that the company has optioned a piece of property. It's a partnership that called Gulf Coast Growth Ventures, which is a partnership between Exxon and SABIC, but it's Exxon being the lead partner on this. They've optioned a piece of property. They filed for permits through TCEQ, which is the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. They'll go through probably that permitting process for a large-scale project is, you know, probably no less than 9 months and more likely closer to 24 months. So 1 to 2 year kind of time frame to clear all the permits. And then, should they clear all of those permits through both the state and federal governments, we should see probably activity. We should see it nothing before probably the end of 2018 for Move and Dirt, potentially more likely 2019. And then it's probably about a four-year time frame to build facilities of this scale. So when you're talking about $10 billion investment, you don't wave a magic wand and something gets built overnight. It takes several years to build. And, they're going to have potentially, as many as 4,000 to 5,000 construction workers on site at peak. So it's going to be a several-year process to build these things.
We'll return to our interview with Ian Vasey, President and CEO of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, in just a moment. But first, we want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. They allow programs like this to happen, and they literally keep our lights on. For a full list of our sponsors, please visit oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.
The Oilfield Report is sponsored by
Junior Urias, owner and operator of Up and Smoke Barbecue, has been a barbecue master for decades in West Texas. Junior was the 2014 Barbecue Pitmasters Texas champion and loves to out-season the competition every chance he gets. www.upandsmokebarbecue.com. That's www.upandsmokebarbecue.com. Eric Hatch is in the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Check them out at coachingwithhatch.com. Coachingwithhatch.com. Lashaw Drilling understands the importance of what we do every day. Their customers understand this too. So do the men and women of Lashaw Drilling who believe in the mission of American energy independence. Lashaw Drilling believes in their people and this country too. LashawDrilling.com. That's LashawDrilling.com.
And now back to the Oilfield Report with host Jason Spies.
How about just a couple of the numbers? 4,000 to 5,000 construction workers at its peak. How many employees are going to be part full-time employees at the plant? And do you guys have any rough economic impact numbers that either it's going to have before and after?
Sure. Well, the companies are going to invest close to $10 billion. The numbers that they've committed to are about 640 full-time professional-level jobs, plus whatever. I think there's probably additional support and part-time and contract folks, but 640 full-time jobs. The average salaries of those 640 is about $90,000 a year. It'll create somewhere north of direct spending within this local market every year upon operation, somewhere north of $50 million in payroll. So if you think about, kind of $50 million injection every year for the next, 40, 50 years or even more of payroll, it's a several billion dollar kind of by the time you have the multiplier effect going through over a five-year period. So this is probably one of the largest economic impact deals in certainly on the Gulf Coast in recent memory.
Anything we left out? I'd like to give guests final word. Anything that we need to reiterate? Anything that you think of would be of interest to a capitalism, energy, and gas audience out there?
Yeah, you know, one of the critical things that we are seeing is there's about five or six companies that are significantly investing in pipelines and distribution networks to bring both oil, crude oil, and natural gas and natural gas liquids in from the Permian Basin, the Eagle Ford Basin, down towards Corpus Christi. And one of the things we're hearing is that those companies are investing in infrastructure to bring product here because the port of Corpus Christi is a lot less congested than some of our other ports that you might see at, say, Houston. So we'll see a lot less congestion. They're bringing product down. Natural gas liquids being a feedstock. So ethane is an example being a feedstock that goes into the plastics industry. We're starting to see a lot of activity. We've got a lot of other companies that are kicking the tires. I'd say there's probably another 10 major industrial projects that are kicking the tires on various cities from, I'm going to say, Brownsville all around the Gulf Coast to, say, you know, kind of New Orleans area. And, you know, we're all actively competing for this. This is kind of the next generation of the petrochemical manufacturing wave that we're seeing.
That's amazing. You know, when you were talking, it kind of reminded me of up in the Bakken, there's the Meridian Energy Group is building the Davis Refinery, the first greenfield full-on refinery in the last 50 years in the United States. And part of the process of doing the story on that, we uncovered a study that was done in the state of Washington about refineries. And I can't remember the name of the study off the top of my head, but it basically said that for every job one of these refineries brings in, like the one you guys have building down there, the ethane cracker one by ExxonMobil, or the Davis refinery up in the Bakken by the Meridian Energy Group, it brings 12 jobs. So they're bringing 200 jobs to the Davis refinery. That's going to have a $2,400 or 2,400 person impact out in a community where the town it's going in doesn't even have 2,400. So some of the suburb areas are going to obviously grow in size. But have you guys gotten down to that? You mentioned the $50 million in salary, and you started talking about some of the ripple effects. But have you guys analyzed that yet, or is that still a little bit too far in advance?
No, we do. It's just one of those things that when you start talking about indirect, and then, you know, there's the direct impact, then there's the indirect impact, which is the contractors, the company, and then there's the induced, which is kind of the, you know, will, you know, the company being the direct, the contractors being the indirect, and then you get in the induced being like the sandwich shop down the street. Those are very hard numbers. You know, we do have calculations, but we very much prefer to talk about the direct impact. One of the other things that's actually really important, and we've been able to put in all of the agreements with the companies, is that they're giving preference to hiring local vendors and suppliers. So if there's a company that's located here in one of the counties here that wishes to become a supplier of everything from either welding services, moving dirt, operations, even janitorial, and the guy that makes the sandwiches that goes into, you know, to feed the crews, they're going to be trying to hire local companies. So we've really structured agreements. We've put a lot of thought into how do we make sure that local companies benefit from a major project locating in our area. We spend a lot of time on that. It's going to be, you know, the direct and indirect benefit is probably going to be in the $2 billion range. Now, we don't use numbers like 12, you know, additional employees multiplier effect. We're very much more conservative than that. We're in probably the 3 to 4 range. But still, if you get 640 direct jobs, you're looking at 3,000 jobs potentially. All told, directly supporting that. From an overall perspective, that means just this one project will move our employment numbers about 1.5%, maybe as much as 2% across the entire metro area from one project.
Well, those are good problems to have and good numbers to parse and splice out and everything like that. So, well, thank you for your time today. Appreciate it.
Jason, I've enjoyed it, and thank you to you and your group for the good work you do.
And that was Ian Vasey, President and CEO of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation. To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other exclusive interviews, visit our website, oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. All those links can be found at oilfieldreport.com. And don't forget to support our fine sponsors here at the Oilfield Report. They allow programs like this to happen, and they literally keep our lights on. For a full list of our sponsors, please visit oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.
The Oilfield Report is sponsored by
Junior Urias, owner and operator of Up and Smoke Barbecue, has been a barbecue master for decades in West Texas. Junior was the 2014 Barbecue Pitmasters Texas champion and loves to outseason the competition every chance he gets. www.upandsmokebarbecue.com. That's www.upandsmokebarbecue.com. Eric Hatch is in the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Check him out at coachingwithhatch.com. Coachingwithhatch.com. Lashaw Drilling understands the importance of what we do every day. Their customers understand this too. So do the men and women of Lashaw Drilling who believe in the mission of American energy independence. Lashaw Drilling believes in their people and this country too. LashawDrilling.com. That's LashawDrilling.com.
And now back to the Oilfield Report with host Jason Spies.
Once again, I'd like to thank you kind folks for listening to the Oilfield Report. My name is Jason Spies. I'm your host, and that was the Oilfield Report. Till next time, be safe and be happy.
The Oilfield Report. Get informed. Get heard.